We'll call the work session to order tonight. To start off with tonight, Mr. Gidley called me today, wanted to know if it'd be okay to come up and kind of introduce himself to the council, since a lot of them are new, a lot of old faces, but it's a new group. So, Mr. Gidley.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that so much. I promise I'm gonna take just a moment. And just good, appreciate y'all letting me come. I knew we have a new council here. And, you know, I had a little funny situation happen this morning. I was sitting on my front porch doing my devotion and also kind of lining up my day where I was going to go. And I was thinking about what I had looked up when y'all's council meeting was. And all of a sudden on my phone popped up a picture. And it was a picture of me and Greg South that we took in his shop a couple of years ago. I said, okay, God, that must be a sign. I need to go to Piedmont tonight, okay?
You're
supposed to
buy a gun, too.
That's right. That's what it was. Either some gun or some fudge, one of the two, right? But anyhow, thank you for letting me come and share just a minute. My name is Mark Gidley. I am your state representative, and it's an honor to serve Piedmont. I'm going to tell you quickly, I have a lot of history with Piedmont, Alabama. I pastored a church here for 6 years back in the 80s and 90s. And, of course, Frank and I go way back in the church area there. I lived up here for a year back in that time frame. And then I worked for Liberty National for a number of years. And I was in Tennessee as a sales manager, decided to come home. And there was an area here available. So I worked here in Piedmont for 3.5 years, Liberty National, all over the area. So it's part of my heart. I'm glad to be serving you here. I have a lot of heart for Piedmont. We'll do all I can to help. I live just 10 miles down the road on Highway 278, and so it's a joy to serve. Let me see if I can do this. Is it Matt and Carlos, Greg, of course, Mayor, Kevin, Mark,
yep.
Frank, Kevin, and Brittany? Did I get those right?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm proud. I'm going to go home and tell my wife. Proud of me. But I just wanted to come by today. I don't have a whole lot to say, except I wanted to introduce myself to this new council. As y'all know, I'm here. Over the last few years that I've been serving up here, we've been able to help Piedmont with some things. We've helped our police department with some items and things that they needed through some small grants we can do. There's a limit to what I have available, but there's no limit to your ability to call and ask me. There's some things that don't come under my umbrella. But sometimes I can, because of connections, I can hopefully connect you to somebody that maybe can. So don't ever hesitate to do that. What I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to hand out some cards here. And I'm going to ask you to do something with me. I mean, Greg, you've got my number, I think. But I'm going to hand out some cards. That has my office number, my email address. But turn it over on the back, if you will. Write down this number, okay? On the back of that card, 256. 504-3963. That's my personal cell number, okay? And you feel free to call that number. You feel free to text me. Now, understand, there's 46,000 people in this district. It goes all the way from Sardis to Ohatchee to Piedmont. And so you may call or whatever. And also, anybody else get spam calls besides me? Anybody else get them? I get them too. So sometimes I don't recognize the number. I'll wait for the voicemail, okay? But don't ever hesitate to call me or text me. If there's a question or comment you have, that's what I'm here to do. I signed up for this and ran to serve, and this has been my little motto here, that if anybody runs a public office, if you're not ready to serve, you don't need to be in that position. So that's what I want to do. I want to help any way I can, and I want to be a voice for you in Montgomery, our state, and of course sometimes maybe in the nation, as we can make connections there, the connections I have. So it's great to meet you guys. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I just wanted to come tonight. I love y'all being up here high like this. You can see all over Piedmont. And I know this is not your normal meeting place, based on where I've met with y'all at the council before. But it is an awesome opportunity to serve. I was excited. When I first started running, I did not have Piedmont. The district was laid out differently. It had most Etowah County and up in DeKalb County. And I actually campaigned in DeKalb County, but then they redlined the districts. I mean, redrew the district lines and brought in Piedmont and Alexandria and Ohatchee into this district. I'm so proud they did because I do love this part of the country. I said, I got some history here in Piedmont, and I would love to do everything I can to be a representative for you. So that's all I've got. Thank you for letting me come tonight. Greg, we'll go back and get another picture. And anybody, but I wish some of y'all would, others would take a picture too, because I don't want to be looking at Greg all the time, okay? I'm just kidding, Greg. But do feel free to call on me anytime, here to serve you. Mayor, you've got my number. There are some ways we can help with some different grants and things. Always glad to look at those and help any way we can. So on that note, I'm going to bow out. Y'all have a great night. Good to see everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, tonight, also, Council, you have your packets tonight. One change, I think it's been made to the agenda, but in your packets when it was sent out, there is a ordinance in your packet for approval of sale of property in the industrial park. And what this is, they reached out to me one day last week, and the previous council had made a motion, adopted the sale, 10 acres in the industrial park that adjoins the place they're remodeling right now. The name is still mine. But they also want the 10 acres that adjoin it. And the last council made the motion and approved the sale of that property for $50,000, but we didn't declare it surplus for sale. So we first done it as a resolution, sent it off to Ron, and Ron said, no, we need to do it in means of an ordinance. So you'll see that ordinance in your packet tonight. We don't have to suspend the rules to do that tonight. These people are waiting on an answer. They've been waiting since February of 2025.
Wow.
To get this process rolling. So if that's the council's wishes tonight, I would like to move on that if that is the wishes of the council. Also, you'll see the ordinance 646, which is updating our personnel rules and regulation book. And then also another resolution tonight is for the purchase of the garbage truck. It's for the financing of the garbage truck that was purchased under the last administration as well. But we have to approve a resolution for financing, which is pretty basic. We've been doing it. Tim's not here, but it's a two-year lease. After 2 years, we'll turn that truck in. We'll do it the same as that. It'll be the same thing. They'll roll out, give us, you know, what it's worth, and then we'll just. It seems to be working well doing it that way. Other than trying to keep the maintenance up on it, it's.
I think that's what's the problem. The extra year, there's a lot of maintenance falling in that truck.
And then
what is the difference in the payments? Wasn't there a payment difference? Do you have that?
There is. I don't have, it's going to go down. The payment is going to go down just a little bit, not much, not a whole lot, but it is going to go down. And I don't have that number with me. So. And then also, you also see there, and I don't know, we talked about the last council meeting if we're ready to move on a healthcare authority appointment. If that's the council's wishes tonight, I mean, we can do that as well. But with that, that's all I have in the work session. Anybody else got anything to discuss before we go into the meeting?
Any other budgets?
Yeah. Today, they started working on it yesterday, and they had a big water main bust. Of course, you know, you were out of water for several hours. And they worked tirelessly to get that back on. Just going out there looking at it, they had a massive just undertaking, not just finding the leak, then they got to get the water shut off. So, I mean, it wasn't just as easy as going out there just fix it. So they had to abandon this yesterday. They did come back today and found out it's a sewer main problem. I think it's what we finally found out. It's they're going to tomorrow look about rerouting. The only thing that's on that sewer tap, if I'm wrong, is the church and the parsonage out there. So we think we might can reroute that and dead end and then backfill all that, and we'll have that problem again.
There's a main under the sidewalk there, right at this side of the road. We'll try to get over to it at that point.
So, yeah, it's and really, Matt, we didn't even know it was a problem, and I didn't know it was a problem, but somebody had put barricades out in the road, but nobody knows who put them there. I don't know if
it was here when the Carpenters of Christ was over there, and that was the day they put them.
I don't know if a concerned citizen just moved them up here. I really don't know how they
came from Daly Street. I had four barricades over there. Two of them got moved from that location.
over here, and how they got over here, I have no idea.
Yeah, so we were, Tuesday, Wednesday, when the problem kind of started, but we didn't know about it till Friday. You know, nobody really even knew what was going on. So hopefully, maybe tomorrow, the next day, maybe?
We're going to go over and spot the church service and check grade from there to the main, as long as we got enough drop. Hopefully by the end of the week, but it could be the first of next week, depending on the weather. And that's the main thing, the weather.
Yeah, because we're going to get a lot of rain Thursday and Friday. So. So, yeah, it's a work in progress. And then, all right. Anybody got anything else for the work session tonight? If not, we'll stand up. That's over there.
Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Lord, you give us to come out tonight. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for our council, our mayor, clerk, Lord, that come serve this city, Lord. I pray that you'll just give us wisdom, guidance, Lord, through Lord, this meeting tonight. Lord, just conduct business in a way that's pleasing to you. Lord, touch our town. Lord, we pray that your hand be upon it. Bless it in everything that we do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council, for you tonight, you have the minutes of our June 2nd meeting. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes as presented?
I'll make a motion.
I had a motion and a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And also tonight, Council, you have in your packets bills for payment, which would be June the 2nd through June the 12th, for a total of $588,428.45.
I made that motion to pay the bills.
Had a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And also tonight, Council, on your packet, we talked about in the work session for just a few minutes, is the ordinance 648, and it is the first reading, and that is this approving the sale of the property in an industrial park. If we plan to move on that tonight, whether your motion to suspend the rules, if
not, please do that. I don't have the ordinance.
It's not in there.
It's not in there.
It's not in there.
It's not in the email.
Okay.
What are you waiting on?
A motion to either suspend the rules or not.
I'll make a motion we suspend the rules for immediate adoption.
I got a motion. You got a second? With a roll call, Ms. Williams. At first, any discussion about that at all before we go to a vote? Anybody?
So basically, they're wanting the property so they can finish building the.
It's for expansion. Okay. Part of it's parking lot expansion and then further expansion in the future. And like I say, it was approved during the last administration for the sale of the property. They just didn't go about doing the ordinance or the resolution to declare it surplus. So basically that's what we're doing with this ordinance. It's going to declare it surplus where we can sell the property.
Okay,
I got a motion and a second. Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. McCord?
Yes.
Mr. Cobb?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Epps?
Mr. South?
Yes.
Mr. Farmer?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
All right, I have a motion to second. All in favor to suspend the rules? All right, we suspend the rules now on adoption of ordinance number 648.
Motion to accept 648.
All right, I got a motion.
I'll second.
All right, all. Okay, Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Cord?
Yes.
Mr. Cobb?
Yes.
Mr. Epps?
Yes.
Mr. South?
Yes.
Mr. Farmer?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you. Also tonight, Council, you'll see the second reading of Ordinance 646, which is the adoption of the personnel rules and regulations. Do I have a motion to adopt resolution 646?
Make a motion to accept ordinance 646 of CP Mont personal rules regulation.
I've got a motion. I have a second. And a motion, second. Any discussion about that? We've had that for several weeks. Anybody got any questions at all?
That has changed since we saw that, right?
No, the only other thing I talked to you about last week was the on-call pay.
Yeah.
Which we wanted to increase.
We did get that changed.
We did get it changed, and then also the being able to convert
three for one on
your retirement date.
Right. Yeah.
So we did want to put that in there. So that's the only changes that have been made to that since we talked about it at the last meeting.
We did send that down to Ron Allen. It was looked at by legal, and everything's good to go there.
Right.
Okay.
We did. All right. I got a motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
You have to vote. It's an ordinance.
Sir?
We have to vote.
Oh, we're going to do roll call?
Yeah.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. McCord?
Yes.
Mr. Cobb?
Yes.
Mr. Epps?
Yes.
Mr. Saffer?
Yes.
Mr. Farm?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
All right, also tonight, Council, you have in your packet resolution 2026-16 authorizing and approving execution of an equipment lease with Bank OZK for lease of the garbage truck. That's giving me the authority to enter into the lease for the garbage truck.
I'm making move we approve resolution 2026-16.
I'll second that motion.
Got a motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We'll get that taken care of. All right, also tonight, we have on the agenda a council approve an appointment of the healthcare authority. Do we have, is anybody ready to make a nomination on the healthcare authority?
I mean, the only person that's reached out to me is Bill Baker.
Me too.
I know Bill does a good job.
Absolutely.
I don't know of anybody else.
Do you know who all are wanting to be on the board?
Well, you know, this has been...
Is there a list? I don't know.
No, the only two that expressed any interest at all was Bill, Sandra Keener, and then also Mandy Cobb. Mandy had expressed interest in that as well. And Ms. Keener, I think,
Ms. Keener is still technically on the payroll with Piedmont Healthcare Center. She hasn't worked in several months because she's a retired administrator. But there may be some occasions here because of a change in administration there that may allow her to come back and do some work there. So I don't know that that's a conflict of interest. I don't know that would keep her from serving on the board. I just think it looks better not to be receiving a check from that facility. So I'm with Matt. I mean, I think Mr. Baker did a good job.
All right. Is that a nomination?
Matt,
you make the nomination. All right. Any other nominations from the floor?
I'd like to make a nomination for Mandy Cobb Harmon, right, serving on the board.
All right. Got two. All right. We got a motion to close nominations.
Make a motion to close nominations.
I got a motion. Second. All right. All in favor? All in favor of Bill Baker serving on the Health Care Authority?
Aye.
We need to roll call on the television. All right. Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. McCord?
Yes.
Mr. Cobb?
No.
Yes. Mr. Epps? Mr. South?
Yes.
Mr. Farmer?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
All right. We'll reach out to him, Williams, Tasha, let him know. All right, tonight, next thing is the police report. Chief.
All right,
The police report for May 2026, police activities, the Piedmont Police Department had a total of 35 arrests on 49 misdemeanor charges and 5 felony charges. Officers conducted 667 officer-initiated contacts with the public, 299 extra patrols and district checks, issued 42 traffic citations, and worked 4 traffic accidents. Officers were dispatched on 327 calls for service, and of those calls, 83 resulted in a report being filed. Officers patrolled a total of 6,816 miles during the month. The dispatch office received 1,439 phone calls, dispatched 382 written calls, that's 252 inside the area and 130 outside of the area, 81 Piedmont fire calls, and 12 after-hour utility calls. Court collections for the month of May 2026 were $9,561.08 and $4,914.50 were retained for the city of Piedmont. And then I don't know, I might have gave y'all 2 copies, but I got 2 copies on the package. So do y'all have 2 copies or not?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, and then, of course, you can have a further breakdown of those stats. And that's going to be, is there any questions on the police report? Next in the packet, we experienced a engine failure in a 2015 Chevy Tahoe. We had purchased the vehicle from Glenco back last year during the summer. I think it was July maybe when we purchased it. We used it for about 4 months. Now when we first looked at the vehicle, there was no signs of any kind of mechanical issues, anything like that going on with the vehicle. But after 4 months of use, it did experience a mechanical failure, and what happened. And I'll ask Dizzy to come up here and just to help you walk through this just a little bit. But my understanding is that there is a bearing failure in a lifter that caused the lifter to seize. So these are just one of these things that happened. It seized, started beating up the camshaft, ultimately messed up the piston shaft. Caused fuel to get into the piston shaft, and then we have blown motor out. So in order to fix that vehicle, there were some different options given by Stroked Out Diesel. One is just a new engine. This is a new engine with a 3-year warranty. I'm just going through the options. And that is $9,618.38. Now, understand in that figure, in order to properly diagnose this engine, to get down in there to see actually what happened to the engine, they did already have to remove the engine out of the vehicle. And then after they discovered that these, you just can't get to it unless you lift it out. And so some of the cost that's associated with that, that's included. In this.
Do we know how much that is, Chief?
I didn't get a price as far as just like where it's at right now.
Okay.
So just understand the prices from Stroked Out Diesel. Just remember that there's already a cost that's kind of incurred, where we're at right now. So I don't want people to lose track of that. And then there's some pros and cons. We ain't got to go through all that, but the pros on a new engine is that it has a transmission in it that was replaced recently before it was sold to us. So if you put a new transmission with a new engine, you got a new drivetrain. So I feel like it would make the vehicle last a long time if you replace the engine. And then option number 2 for Stroked Out Diesel is the repairing of the engine. That's where they would have to machine out the piston shaft and get that little gouge out of it, or the cylinder, I guess.
Sweet.
And then it would take a engine rebuild kit, the machine work and assembly and repairs and labor. And they gave a quote of $6,630. And then the cheapest that you could go is if you had, you know, city, like if Jeff was able to repair, which I know he's busy, you know, we're all busy. And that's to order a new engine from Buster Miles or a place like that. And that quote, the quote that I got was from Buster Miles, and it was for $6,429.78.
But then we still owe stroked out diesel.
And we still owe stroked out.
Unknown amount on how much it's going to.
Yeah.
So half of it was like $1,200.
Can you find out how much we owe them?
Yeah, I can find that out, and then obviously, and then, you know, just another kind of kick in the shin. This is just how the luck's been going here lately. I had one of the 2019 Chargers go into the shop. I guess it was yesterday. Went into the shop yesterday, and they're saying that motor's blown.
I mean, this seems to be a reoccurrence. Are we making sure this stuff is maintenance properly?
Now, talking to Toby, and this is where I needed Jesse to help me with this, and I'm going to let Jesse kind of walk through what's going on with the Charger. Just to, you know, overall, they're thinking that it's gotten some bad gas. We had two Chargers. Something happened with the injectors. Something crudded up on it, shot something down in there that shouldn't have shot down in there. And we replaced the other Charger. It stuck closed, which was a good thing if you're going to have one do that. It stuck closed. We was able to replace the fuel injector out of it. And then this other one, it stuck open. So as it set, fuel leaked into the engine. And so when they fired it up, it backfired.
And hydrolocked the cylinder. When they rotated it, hydrolocked it, and they said that as it rotated, the intake valve opened like it should, because it's going to try to start no matter what. Pushed fuel into the intake, it backfired. They think when it hydrolocked, it bent the rod and the piston. They said that they can probably fix that one piston and just get a new bearing, home the cylinder, get a new rod and piston, a loaded rod and piston, which comes with bearing rings. So that would be the best.
I will add one thing, is that when that backfire happened, he was actually at the shop getting a replacement part on the front end suspension. Something was popping up there. And so Wyatt was in there getting that maintenance when they was starting it up to move off the rack. That's when you had the backfire.
It didn't go in for that issue.
Yeah. It happened while it was there. And so I got two vehicles right now that's kind of put us in a bad spot is what I'm getting to ultimately.
Where y'all get gas at?
I think that's MAPCO, what they said.
Yeah.
That's
what
they
got. MAPCO got bad gas.
And see, right before this one, I had the other Charger go in. It was one of the 21 Chargers. And I had two injectors that failed, and it happened within 3 days of each other. Like, you had one happen, and then 3 days later we had another one happen. So I don't know if it was like some bad fuel that we had gotten that had done that, but we had two back to back. Now it didn't hurt the other one, you know, because it didn't stick open and allow that fuel to get in there and combust. So, but the other one stuck open, and I think it might have hurt it when they fired it up.
Well, Chief, I'm gonna give you my opinion. I think really on this Tahoe, it's gonna be a waste of money to fix it, cause it's 2015, and I think we need to concentrate on these two Chargers, try to use our money there, and maybe look at trying to get another vehicle to replace this car.
What I did, and I think I spoke to Carlos once before, and I'm sorry about taking up so much time.
That's fine.
That's all right.
But I talked to Carlos one time before, and we discussed, and the mayor, something about getting some quotes on, you know, what a new vehicle would cost. Now, I'll go ahead and tell you,
your upfitting for any patrol vehicle, it's going to run you upwards around, you know, 13 to 14,000 mark just for a basic upfit. You know, that's really nothing fancy. That's just what it costs. And then I talked to Buster Miles, in which we would need to see about the Southeast purchasing whatever, because we should be a member, but we may have to. But if it went through Buster Miles, which, you know, we could go through that, I just wanted to give you just a dollar figure just so you know what a truck would cost. The Silverado PPV, it's $47,222. That's for the vehicle. And then the Explorer, because we talked about, hey, what does a truck cost versus an Explorer? And obviously your Tahoe is going to be more than the truck, because this is going to run you up probably at about 52, 53 probably. But the Silverado is the $47,222, and the Ford Explorer is $44,684. And that's the, you know, two prices that I just kind of quickly got. And those prices did come from Buster Miles over there. Just to give you guys just an idea of what something like that would cost. And on top of that, don't forget about the 13 to 14 that it would take in order to upfit a vehicle.
That's basically what I'm trying to say. I think we need to move on up and try to get away from all this maintenance. Is get a newer vehicle, not spend more money on stuff that's going to continue staying in the shop.
You know, and understand, you know, my take on some of this stuff too is to try to, you know, preserve as much cost as I can too on my side.
Right.
And when I know $10,000 is a lot for a 2015.
Yeah, but the car's not worth $10,000.
I understand that. But then when you also look at, well, it's going to cost us $60,000 to replace,
right,
or something. So, you know, it's I guess it's just kind of like where your mind's at, what direction do you want to go?
Well, I guess we look at next is what's the next problem? You know,
yes,
or maybe when we get a new vehicle, we got warranty with it. You know, we got different things to where.
Well, if you get a new vehicle, I mean, I'll go ahead and tell you, you're not going to have many issues within the first 3 or 4 years, especially while it's under warranty. It never breaks when it's under warranty.
Well, we got two chargers right now that we can look at fixing.
Well, the other charger, it didn't disable it. It was like they was able to change the injectors, and it's good.
Fixed.
But for good measure, what we're doing is we're going to take that charger over there that had the two injectors that stuck closed that didn't damage it. We're going to take it over, stroked out. We're going to get them to pull some fuel out and test the fuel, and just to make sure that there's not something in that tank.
Drained it out.
So, yeah, just to make sure something's not in that tank that's causing. It was just very odd that you had the same issue happen to two vehicles within 3 days of each other.
So you got to get some diesel fuel.
Yeah. So, Chief, we bought three Tahoes from Glencoe back last year, right? We paid $36,000. Whatever, $39,000. How many of those Tahoes are left on the road?
Two.
There's still two running?
Yes.
Okay. And so.
And this one's not one of them, right?
It isn't.
Yes. So actually, there's one running right now.
No.
There's
three.
There's
three.
Right.
Three.
That's out of three.
Yeah, there were 2015. Yeah, there were three. But those were things that you said that I wouldn't really trust this in patrol, right? Remember when they were purchased? You know, hey, we don't really want to patrol these vehicles. So my concern is if we keep replacing bad stuff with bad stuff, we don't ever get ahead. So $10,000 on a 2015 that could break down again. You've used it 4 months, and now we bought $39,000 for all three. Now we're going to spend another $10,000. You know, I just don't see the point in that. Because I think we need to keep you guys in reliable vehicles. And I don't think if we keep spending money on junk that we're able to do that.
Well, I mean, if we can get to a point to where, you know, we're looking at it and rotating the vehicles out, something like that. But, you know, collectively, it's hard for me, you know, individually to come up with the plan for that. Like, I need some help. you know, I need some help to sit down and figure out what that plan is. That way, we're all on the same page, and like we all know what we're doing together. Instead of maybe I'm sitting in my office thinking I don't want to ask because I don't want to get hurt, or you're thinking that I should be doing it, and then we're just on two different pages.
Yeah,
so if we can work together and come up with a plan and our path, like here, let's start here.
Well, it's kind of like the trash truck. You know, those things are used every single day, right?
May I say something? I worked for the government for 18 years. We bought some Dodges. They lifted it up on the thing. We went out there and looked at it. They're all-wheel drive. That shaft actually runs through the oil pan on those.
Right.
That mechanic looked at that, and he shook his head, and he said, you know, and they never bought any more Dodges after the first set.
Well, the Dodge Charger on the municipal road right here, now, I will tell this council, and this is what I do assure you, is that we do maintenance these vehicles. We keep very good maintenance on these vehicles. It's just when you have the low-sitting cars, that's the reason why I'm looking at the PPV truck, because on these roads, just the way the terrain is through here, the chargers, the suspensions, they're small. And they just don't hold up on these roads. And it's not that the officers are rough on them, but it's just normal driving. But we're not driving like just a normal person. We're going around in circles. We're going up this driveway. We're going in, you know, we're going into rough terrains. And, you know, we're going to places that people don't realize that we're having to go. And so this terrain here is hard on those chargers. And, I mean, we show up to houses where we have to park at the bottom of the hill and walk the rest of the way up because we're going to nosedive. You know, we're not going to be able to make it up that driveway, so we got to walk all the way up to the top. And it's, you know, those cars are good for the interstate and, you know, big cities like that, but terrains like this, the chargers, they just don't hold up as well.
We always need to keep that in mind. That's not the vehicle for
Painter.
My opinion is just we need to all be working together like you're talking about. And if we can get something working functionally, good equipment, at the same time, we need to know the cost before we go in at this budget that we're working on, so we know from year to year how much we need to pour in, you know what, how much we need to spend on the police department.
That's why budget's very important.
These type of, you know, vehicles so that we're running and we're not just shooting. I mean, we've done it for a long time, and in the past, I think we would, I'm just speaking from the past councils, I think we'd buy about 3 new cars a year or something, or that's kind of where it went. But, I'm here to work with you personally to get the good equipment we need, but at the same time know where that cost is, and we all know where we're going from year to year to year without, say, $20,000 the next, trying to rob Peter to pay Paul, you know, to keep you going.
Yeah, it makes it hard for, you know, a department like ours because, you know, a lot of the equipments and stuff that we have is kind of like owning a boat. You know, like, you could put a lot of money into a boat. For some reason, if it has the word marine attached to it, it costs a whole lot more. And, you know, so when you have the word tactical attached to it, it just costs so much more. If you have the word pursuit attached to it, you know, these things are just, you know, it's expensive, and the cost goes up every year. You know, I wish we could purchase vehicles for the same cost as we did, you know, back 10 years ago. But we can't. You know, we used to buy Tahoes for $30,000. You ain't never gonna see that.
Definitely think that if we all work together and figure out a budget of what we're spending and how much we spend when it's time to get the cars maintenance, that way we'll know every year how much we need to put back so y'all can have what y'all have so y'all can throw.
And which, you know, understand too, I'm working on some things. Me and Jesse's working on some things to try to pull, you know, a little bit more funding in, you know, that can be helped towards some of these equipments and things like that. So, you know, collectively, I feel like we're all trying.
All right, Councilor Knight, we're going to move on from this.
Right. So, again, is there any other point to ask one thing?
We have for maybe at the next council meeting a list of all the cars that you have with current mileage, and so we'll know what kind of equipment that you have currently, and we can see what we're dealing with from a vehicle standpoint for the police department. Can you provide us with that mileage, you know, what condition they're in, your opinion, good condition, bad condition, just so we'll see where we're at.
I guess with that council tonight, the chief asked, this is kind of a recommendation, and this definitely $9,000 is over what I could spend. So do I have any recommendations from the council on this from the chief on repairing this 2015 Tahoe? Do I have a motion to fix it?
Oh, no. I'd say let's ride on.
So, no. With a new motor put in it, I mean, that's a lot of cost involved into a vehicle. And do you think if we put a new motor in it, and it's a Tahoe, will it last on something else like a resource officer or something like that, or do you already have that?
I mean, we have those. That one was actually being utilized in investigations.
So it doesn't get a lot of the patrol, right?
It doesn't get the hard miles as far as, not necessarily not all the time. It gets some miles, but not the same time.
Right. So could we maybe get or talk to Strobed out just to see like the suspension and everything? And you said the transmission was replaced.
More money putting into it.
I mean,
you still got to pay for them to get all that.
Got an 11-year-old vehicle.
I hate to take $13,000 out. I mean, we just got everything up. I mean, I've seen the pictures of it. Nathan showed me the pictures and all that was done to get this thing up to par. I mean, we're not going to buy 10 vehicles. We just know that.
Yeah, right? We're not.
So you've got three, and if you can get that one and a new one back going, that's going to be worth it. Maybe it's worth it. I don't know. That's just something to think about. I don't think you should vote tonight on spending the money, but I think you should not just throw it out the window and say, let's not even think about putting a new motor in it. I think it basically needs to be looked at a little bit, but just like Carlos said, let's look at the other vehicles.
So is that a motion to table this, man?
I make a motion to table.
I got a motion. Got a second. All in favor? All right. Thank you. Chief, fire report.
Good evening. So y'all got a copy of the report. It shows we had 78 calls, I think, for the show. For the month, which is about normal. We normally hold in that 80-ish call volume frame for the month. Last couple months, of course, was well over 100, which is, you know, a little higher than what we normally run for whatever reason. So you can see the breakdown on there that we had, let's see, 12 public service, 2 fires, 4 hazardous situations, 57 medicals, 3 non-emergency calls. And then, of course, it breaks down in the report into that as a little bit more, you know, as to what we had. So, any questions on that? Just a little update.
I got a question. Okay. The public service call.
I would have to go back in and pull the reports to see exactly what it was.
Give me an example of what we're calling.
It could be anything from power lines down, trees down, those kind of things. And that would be what my guess would be without going and pulling the actual reports.
Yeah, I just wondering what would, you know, if you ran what would be. Okay.
But I did talk with the Deep South, the ones who's building the new fire truck for us. They're looking at a July 20th date for inspections. I reached out to USDA where that case for appropriations is, and they're hoping it's going to be released in July. So potentially by the end of July, 1st of August, we could have our new truck by then. So everything's just kind of sitting and waiting. I've got to carry some equipment down there to them to get put on the truck, the chargers, radio, those kind of things that are going to be on the truck. So when it shows up here, we put the equipment on it and it's ready to go. And then we'll look at getting rid of the other trucks that we've, you know, got from that. So I think that's all I've got. If y'all have any questions for me?
No, sir. No, thanks, sir, Chief. Thank you. All right, also, Chief, you got... Not Chief, you got the other Chief. Visitors' comments?
Yeah. William and Elizabeth Poole.
Hey, everybody. I go by Ivy. My name's Ivy Poole. As I mentioned, I worked for the government for almost 18 years. I was a senior mechanical inspector for Cobb County, Georgia. I did the Braves Stadium. I was the lead inspector at the Braves Stadium. I did the whole entire ballpark. I did the Comcast, the 16-story Omni, the Fox Theater. I mean, you name it. I was the lead inspector on the entire site, the Thousand Crunch Building. Now I'm trying to get a storm drain cleaned out, and I see that that isn't, my past isn't helping me in this. Used to, I could make a phone call and it'd be done, but that was in another town. I've got a lot of pictures here, and I want y'all to take a look at them. And this is from the power company on Sparks Drive. My property backs up to them. I have actually three lots, the lot my house is on, the lot beside it, and the lot behind it.
We're on South Church Street.
We're on South Church Street.
Okay. Yeah, we're on South Church Street, but we have pictures of Sterling and Sparks.
Right. And I've been, you know, when I first moved here, I called and Tim and his guys come out, cleaned it out for me, cleaned the storm drain behind the building, cleaned out the, in that first picture, you'll see those drains, those two black drains are actually on the utility company's lot. And apparently, I don't know, apparently no one's watching these drains. So what happens is when those two drains fill up, that floods that fence in the bottom picture on that first page. And you see all the trash and the styrofoam cans, all that comes into my yard. And that's as furthest away from the storm drain as you can actually get. I've called, my neighbors have called, and I can't even get anyone there to even call me back. First they come out and cleaned it, and now my backyard is like a river. If you're on page two, you'll see where it's flooding in my yard. You'll see those two big drains with the water. Those actually come from Sterling, and they dump out in my backyard. But, you know, if you look at the storm drain,
217 South Church Street.
There's no way that water can go anywhere. All it does is back up in my yard. I used to have a really nice garden back there a couple of years ago, but I actually sold my tiller about a month ago and I've given up on it.
It just flooded our garden out last year.
If you look at page three, you'll see the retention wall in the back of that lot. And, I mean, that fence, I mean, and then the last one, you'll see where the fence is actually falling on the side of the building. So I'm here to ask my good neighbors, the city council that actually owns the building, to please do a little maintenance on it. The guys should have an SOP, a standard operating procedure, that says, hey, we need to check these drains, we need to look at the time of the building, we need to do. I mean, I shouldn't have to call and ask them to maintain the city property.
We've called several times.
I mean, I run an entire county of 751,000 people, and I can't get the storm drain cleaned in my house. I mean, it's kind of aggravating, you know. But I really appreciate y'all's attention to this matter for me.
I'll get them to look at it tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Mayor. I appreciate it. And you're welcome to come to my yard and walk back and look anytime.
I probably will if the sun's still up when we get done. We'll come by and look at it.
We'll have a glass of tea waiting on
us.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Anybody else, Chief?
Tim Walker.
You want some pictures?
Yes, I am.
Good evening. I have a shop over on personal shop over on 845 Memorial Drive, and it backs up with West Rodaga Street.
Up there.
You know, on the back side. And I actually, from my attorney, is I've had a dealie parked there, and the grass cutter had when he mowed the grass from the city right away, it knocked the back window out. But that's what I'm not worried about. What I'm worried about is it blowing all the grass clippings into the rocks, and you know, wanting it to not be blown into the rocks, have grass growing everywhere in my gravel lot and the rocks and everything else, and potential of knocking another window out of the vehicle. Is just having the grass cutter maybe blow it toward the street, and then come back and blow it back toward in the grass without swinging the rocks into the parking lot there.
When did that happen?
It happened either on June 1st or June 2nd, because on May 31st, I washed my dealie up because I had a guy come look at it to buy it, or looking at buying it, and it was, you know, perfect. Well, when he showed up on June 2nd, on Tuesday, he noticed a shattered window. I didn't even pay attention to it because I was doing other stuff. And that's when I noticed the back window. So it happened on either Monday or Tuesday. But I'm not worried about the back window because it's already been replaced. We have another one that we would put in. So we don't have, I'm not worried about that part.
Okay.
The main thing is for future is not blowing grass, you know, into the rocks. How grass doors do.
Slinging rocks at his building,
yeah,
his
exactly.
truck, his vehicles and stuff.
As a matter of fact, one day I was there, and I heard something in the back of the building, so I went to look to see what it was, and it must have slung an acre and hit the back of the building. But, you know, how they were parked there, the windows knocked out.
Where's this address at now?
825 Memorial Drive. Right down from Dr. Mohan's.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the brown building with the rock wall down through
right.
there.
Right, right.
Trying to keep all the grass from
so going they're in the rock.
The grass strip is on the
I'm cutting it in the back of it.
In the back, yeah.
I will. I'll get somebody to talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah, just thank you.
Hey, tell Tim to call me.
All
right, thank you, Chief. All right, council reports. Ms. Williams?
I do. I have one. Over on Church and Clydewell, is Caldwell? Yes.
Caldwell.
Coming down Caton Street into Caldwell, there's a stop sign, but I sat there 2 days straight to watch because the neighbors, the people in the area was complaining because that is the housing that lived down there and his kids out playing. Those people are not stopping at that stop sign at all. So we can get someone to patrol the area
Caldwell.
A little better. Because they're coming like, they're just going straight through it.
Yes.
And it's been, I sat out there for 2 days straight and I watched it myself.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesse. Mr. Cole?
I don't have any report today.
Mr. Cobb?
I'm good.
I'm good. Mr. South?
No report.
Mr. Farmer?
No.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, I do.
Of course he does.
So, I know y'all saw the complaints on Facebook the other week, and I actually went and met with the lady that's in the old Carlson's section. But I did, I went ahead and went over there and looked. And there was a, and I know this for a fact because my grandparents used to live right there at it, that ditch used to come down through there, and now it, there is not a ditch because it got filled in. And I actually went over there when it rained and it is flooding that backyard. Now, I don't know, and I have not looked if that is an actual ditch that is zoned for the city and
yes.
I was going to. I just hadn't made it there.
We sent it to Rod, Ron, and if there's not a deeded drainage easement.
Well, that's what I was.
It's kind of on her to go find out if she has got one on her deed or the neighbor's got one on their deed. If that's the case, we can clean that ditch. If
right.
not, it's between her and her neighbor.
Well, but the problem is there's a 100-year oak tree that's
yeah.
right in the middle of that ditch. That's,
yeah.
if that flooding is not new.
No,
can I just go on? The flooding that's happening to that property
it's
did not start when these people moved in.
It
did. This has been going on. There's no way it's new. So we've been over there and tried to, there was a lot of people in there. Tim and the guys went over there and tried to clean out some part of the ditch there. Actually dug a pretty deep ditch that we had to go back and repair a yard because it was not dug properly. so we had to go back and put that in. We've made multiple attempts to fix this for this lady, and
we do have a half ditch down to that.
I agree.
And it's coming off of.
She gets all the water.
She gets every bit of that water.
It's kind of like these the folks here. All the water comes into that one ditch and then goes to railroad. I don't know.
This comes to a ditch that goes into her yard.
So that ditch probably should be the grade should be shot on that thing and leveled out. But it's not from a lack of communication with this lady.
I'm not saying that.
But you know, the thing on Facebook is I hadn't talked to anybody or I hadn't. I've met with that lady three times. Kevin's met with her. I think Corey saw her one time. Tim's met with her on multiple occasions. We've been out there. We've tried our best to work with this lady. I think Tasha's met with her. Water's been coming down that ditch for 50 years. And water's going to go where water's going to go.
There's not a ditch over now. And I know it's because of the trees.
Yeah.
But filling in of the ditch.
We can't cut those 100-year oak trees out of somebody's yard.
No, I told her that.
That's what it's going to take, I guess. Right. Well, it's actually on Mr. and Ms. Stewart's yard. So Ms. Stewart lives behind the fence there. And so the roots of that tree just will not allow you to dig that ditch down through there. It's just not going to happen.
There's three big trees.
And these trees are huge. And I've told her, she's like, well, y'all need to cut the trees. And it's like, well, we can't cut the trees because they're on private property.
And I told her that as well. So I just wanted to make it aware that I know I just want to make sure that we're not liable for a ditch easement there. Because I'm just going to tell you, it's gonna be escalated.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure we check on it. And that's all I'm asking.
They need to stay on Facebook.
I don't answer nothing.
Yeah. I'm talking to them on Facebook.
But she's waiting to hear back.
Okay. Yeah, we just need to follow up with her. And that's all she's asking.
Anything else, Matt?
No, that was all she was asking.
Yeah.
Because I'd already heard about it. And I've kind of explained the same thing you did. So, no, I don't know.
Tasha, you got anything else?
I think
we'll get it. All right, tonight, only got a few things. We're going to have our 4th of July celebration. It's going to be on July 4th, Saturday, from 4 to 8 at the sports complex. If you haven't seen the advertisement on Facebook, we've got a pretty good event planned out there through the Arts and Entertainment in conjunction with the city and the Park and Recreation Department. So that's going to be from 4 to 8 on the July 4th. And then also the Veterans Association and the Missouri Association are going to have an event that Saturday as well. I think it's at 10 o'clock at the gazebo downtown. To honor our veterans. So anybody that can, I talked to Mr. Stewart today, he would love to have anybody that can attend come to that.
If some of the council would do the
okay. So, but with that, I don't have anything else. The auditors are here this week. I've been asking for about 2 months about our audit. Now, just to let you know, we have not received an audit yet this year, and I've been told it's a holdup to the school. We have to have the school's audit to complete our audit, and so we've been in contact with the school, just Hayes at the school, and with their auditors trying to find out what's taking so long to get their audit done where we can receive our audit. So, but they are here this week looking over all the finances and everything. So if you come in the office, you will see a couple of women in there that's meeting with Leanne, meeting with Tasha. I met with them today. So
they want to meet with me. They call me today.
Yeah, they got a questionnaire. I guess it's everybody.
Somebody survey?
Yeah. Somebody got a survey? Yeah.
They called me today.
Yeah, I had to do that too. So, okay. Yeah, it's just small questions. It's nothing. That's what I want to know. What is this? It wasn't a whole lot. So just a few little questions. If you have time, if they call you or get in contact, we run by there and let them do your survey. Anybody got anything else tonight?
No, sir.
Not a motion to adjourn. Motion, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.